Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You don't always have time to listen to the entire show, even though we'd like to believe that that's what you do. So, in the interest of that, we've picked what we think is pretty good. So here's 15 pretty good minutes of the Jeff Buchanan Show. Thanks for listening.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, and Kayla. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
My goodness, another $1,000 code word with a big fat bribe at about 7:30. Spence's challenge, big today.
Lots.
As Spence goes for win number 496. For how much money?
Oh, my God, almost $2,000. So if you tie Spence, it's $998 in the Terrible Hurt Spence's Challenge jackpot. But if you can beat him, there's $1,000 on top of that.
Last week, we talked about who owes you and how much do they owe. Story comes to light that there's a guy in Portland that owes Davey $1,400.
Which shocks me. In that he is so anal retentive about being taken advantage of that he goes over the top.
Oh, see,
I've been in his studio when he's calling somebody that owes him money from some back gig, and he's virtually relentless. So it shocks me that he never got his money.
Oh, okay. So you and I are on the same page here.
Yeah.
That he, dude, you kind of just let it go. You'll hear as the story goes.
Well, I sent you an email, buddy.
And then
I tried for 6 months or whatever it was.
Yeah. I'm like, that's $1,400, man. Mm-hmm. I'm not letting that one go.
I go after it, yeah.
No, I'm like a dog with a bone then. I'm like, no, you're not getting this from me. And then what's funny, what's really funny is you'll hear this in here too, that Davey, I spent 45 minutes with a... Literally, it took Kayla 45 seconds to find this guy. First phone call. First phone call, we found this guy. So here's the... Davey the Show Killer, all you could remember of this guy was that his first name is Keith.
Correct.
You can't remember the last name.
I can't.
Did you search a lot?
I did.
Did you?
I spent like 45 minutes just searching out entertainment companies in Portland, Oregon, different DJs with the name Keith.
Did you call anybody?
I did not.
We did.
Oh, really?
We were probably searching the same Google stuff.
Sure.
Kayla was the one that found him, and we believe that we have the guy. Found the guy. Keith, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, man. Are you still in Portland? You're still in Portland, obviously, because that's where we tracked you down at.
I am.
So, supposedly, Davey, do you want to tell the story?
Yeah. Keith, you and I worked together back in 99, 2000. I did some side work for you, also did some...
You didn't work together, you worked for him.
I worked for him,
you worked for him.
I worked for you. Goldie's, Club Goldie's, ring a bell maybe. I DJed there on the weekends for you. Well, we had an outstanding balance. I gave you an invoice, several invoices back in the day. It was about $1,400 you owed me.
How long ago was this, Davey?
This would have been 99 into 2000.
And how many times did you DJ at Goldie's on the weekends?
Once, either on a Friday or Saturday. So it was like once a weekend.
For how long?
For about 4 months.
Are you sure you weren't the Sunday afternoon guy?
No, positive. I was the startup guy. You know, just kick the night off. The early evening.
By the sound of it, it sounds like you'd play some up-tempo dance thing and say, Anastasia to stage one. Anastasia.
No. Oh, you'd be amazed at how many places in Portland that they just put a pole up in the middle of the bar and we got girls. But this is not one of those places.
Not one of those places.
Okay, so you were the early evening guy, so you're the DJ before the DJ.
Correct. Yes.
And you think Keith owes you $1,400?
Yeah.
Keith, your response.
So, first of all, I barely remember even working for Goldie's. I took the business around a couple of different cities and in Oregon and... I don't even remember that place to begin with, but the fact that you're saying that I owe you so you're saying that for 4 months I didn't pay you?
You paid me twice, and it was a sprinkle of money here and a sprinkle of money there, but it was never the full amount that you owed me.
There's no there's no way I owe you $1,400. First of all, I don't even remember you. Like, I don't even remember your name. Like, I dealt with a couple of guys, and you're not one of the guys that I remember. So never mind the fact that there's no way that I would owe anybody $1,400. I would never let that lapse. I'm an upstanding guy. I run successful businesses, a couple of different businesses to doing well. I have people that work for me. There's no way that I owe you $1,400, man. Maybe you got a different Keith from Goldie's. I mean, you know, is it even there anymore? Like, I don't even understand.
No. Okay, so the thing he's saying right here, right now, guys, is exactly what he told me back in '99. I don't run outstanding balances. I don't do this. I'm a businessman. Literally the same exact word for word that he told me back in the day. I don't know how you don't remember this place, dude.
For 19 years, you've been holding on to this. I mean, really?
For 19 years, I've been waiting for a check. I mean, seriously.
Wow, man. You really must have not a whole lot on your plate if you've got to wait 19 years for a check, man. Like, if this is really a thing, like, I think you would have settled this, you know, a little closer to the time that it happened.
I tried to settle this back in when I still lived there for about 6 months. I tried to settle this.
Yeah, when did you move here? Yep.
I moved here in early 2002.
Okay.
So for about 6 months, I pursued it, and then I just gave up because I was told this, lie after lie after lie.
After 6 months?
After 6 months.
For 14, yeah, but only 6 months for $1,400?
Because honestly, I looked in the small claims court, and it just wasn't going to be worth it.
What do you think that exchange rate is right now? Like, I mean, like, think about it in 99, $1,400 now.
You mean
is,
like the interest?
Yeah, like what would that be? Like $2,000?
In 2018 dollars, that's like $1,600. Hey, honestly, Keith, yeah, just to warn you, because now that this has been brought to light again, he is going to report you to the Better Business Bureau. I just want to make sure you know. Okay,
so. You know, I'm very, very concerned that Davey is going to report me for an alleged invoice from 1999.
Even worse than that, Keith, you're going to get a very bad Yelp review.
Wow.
No. Honestly, Keith, though, I got to tell you something. Davey's he's a member of our family.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, right, they walk
sorry
all
to hear that.
They walk hey,
hey,
they,
come
they,
on.
They walk all over him a little bit. I think you remember more than you do, and I think it's kind of crappy that you took advantage of poor young David Allen Showkiller when he was just trying to get into the business.
I didn't take advantage of anybody, okay? If he's got a legitimate claim, I'd like to see him prove it. I mean, you got to prove it, man. You know, I've got a lot going on right now than to be worried about something that happened 19 years ago. Like, dude, you should have settled it back then. You know, I don't remember you. I'm sorry, I don't even remember you. So, you know, if there was an issue, an outstanding balance, you should have taken care of it then, man. Davey, are you ever up in Portland?
Yeah, I go up there every now and then to see my family.
Great. Swing by. I'll give you an address. You come by.
Really?
Settle it in person.
Okay. You know what, Keith? Yeah. For 19 years, I've been wanting to say this, and I have the opportunity right now. You!
Wow.
All right, well, listen, man, I spent the $1,400 pretty well, so thanks for that. I'll talk to you later.
Well, see, you got your pound of flesh. Do you feel vindicated now?
I do.
Are you going to pursue the money?
No.
How?
Yeah.
I don't know. Listen, I don't know if he's willing to go through the lengths of, like, I'm going to go up there one weekend. I'm going to make that my mission. Find Keith. Get my $1,400.
I would believe that invoice may be one of the 600 thumbnails that he has on his screen. David the Show Killer is the worst. He never cleans anything out of his computer. He never cleans anything out of his
all true
off of his screen. And then he goes, I don't know why this thing runs so slow. It's like,
because it's all up. But I'll tell you, I have boxes of papers from way back in the day. I'll bet you started working on that garage, kid. That invoice is in there.
You're probably right.
You can find that money.
I have two boxes that if I had it still, it'd be in these two boxes in my garage.
It would be fun just to, honestly, you should just dummy one up and we'll just send it to him just to see what happens.
Yeah. Come on.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah.
Do you at least feel better now?
I do. I do feel better. Good.
You got yours, buddy.
You told
him. $700 a word. Good job.
Thank you. Yeah, you're right.
How would you get that money back, though? If you still, it's a 1400, it's gone, right?
Yeah, there's no shit.
There's no way.
But even if you go, okay, I have an invoice, I worked, and they go, no, I'm not paying you. What would you do, even then? Can't go to small claim. You know, I mean, like Davey said, small claims court.
It was not even worth it.
It's like $1,500 just to file, right, or something like that.
Yeah, back then, because of this amount, there was different tiers to it. So, but they told me on the face of it, it was $600 to $800.
Yeah.
On the face of this, of the 14. So they're like, yeah, you're lucky to maybe get six.
Maybe he could do, like, you could hire a lawyer and get, like, aggravation put on it and all that stuff, too.
I don't think so. I think
I watch the People's Court.
So. you could take him to the People's Court. That'd be funny.
Yeah.
I got to believe there's some sort of statute of limitations on collecting the money, though.
Oh, yeah, now.
Yeah, because there's 7 years of bankruptcy clears off your record. So
true.
I would got to believe that he has no way of getting that money now at all.
Ever.
And I think that's why, in part, Keith came on the radio and could talk so bold, because there's not a damn thing you could do.
Yeah,
and
good point.
And I believe Keith still thinks he's in the right.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty much how it ended. I mean, you know, afterwards was a little bit of like, well, all right, I guess that's that.
Yeah,
okay,
bye.
See ya. Okay,
yeah.
Bye. Thanks for coming on. Yeah, it was fun. You know, that kind of thing.
You did see the email where he mentioned that we'd not say a word about the name of his business, though.
No. Listen, why are people asking?
Well, no. He wrote after the thing, and I thought you saw this, that Keith didn't want his business name mentioned.
No. I just wondered if other people were hoping to socially shame him.
Oh.
So that.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Because, you know, that's 2018 justice. Forget the money.
Yeah.
Let's just ruin him forever on social media.
Will you, Davey, you know, will you go on like Yelp and all those places and write terrible reviews about him?
Spence won't give me the business name. I asked him yesterday.
The problem with
and the great part, he can't. Literally, it took us less than a minute. And then so he's like, is it this one? No. Is it this one? No. Okay, it might have been one of those, but we're not going to tell it.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
That was fun.
Poor Davey.
I feel bad that you didn't get the $1,400, but it was just, you did it for the sake of the show now, 19, 20 years later.
I do feel better, though, like just getting that off my chest.
Yeah, you got to cuss him out.
Yeah.
On air, online, on the app. Check out the Jeff Buchanan After the Show on the radio.com app. Just search Jeff Buchanan.
I was never one of those guys because I only went to like community college for a little bit. I got into radio super young.
Yeah.
So I never got a college acceptance letter. Although I remember to this day, and I've always had a special, kind of a little special soft spot in my heart for Boston University, who actually came after me a little bit. They wanted me to go and play baseball and give me an academic scholarship on top of it, because I was a pretty good kid.
Oh, wow.
And so I have a sense of what a special time it is when you receive your college acceptance letter.
It's very cool, yeah.
Is this one of those things where you know exactly where you were, who was with you, and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I remember I was in AP Art History, and classes weren't even started, and our acceptance letters were coming out at 7 a.m. And we had one computer. We couldn't bring our computers into the class because they were very small desks. So we had one computer. So everyone's trying to log onto the computer. All right, your turn to sign out.
So you get an acceptance email now?
Yeah, that's how it works.
They didn't send you a letter to your home where you go, oh my God.
I got my packet later on, but you can actually log on the morning of when they send it all out and see if you...
Oh, see, that takes some of the mystery out of it for me. A little bit.
Yeah.
Huh.
Of the excitement of... Because you were the same story. Because you got into radio young, right?
I got into radio young and didn't even think about going to college. I still don't even know how to spell it. I think it's with a K, right? K-A-W?
Yeah.
You were fighting the man. I'm not going to college. I'm going to go work.
No, I never wanted to. I wanted to be in radio since I was 12, and I got into radio right out of high school.
Yeah, how old were you? I don't know that I know this.
I went to National Broadcasting School right out of high school.
You did?
Yeah.
Really?
I got a Pell Grant and everything to pay for that.
Oh, my God. How long did that take to pay off? Forever?
No, it wasn't that bad, but yeah, it got my foot in the door, and that's pretty much what I paid for.
That's how I met Big Chris.
Oh, yeah?
He was my student. I spoke at National Broadcasting School, and they said, you should teach. I was like, okay. And then they had a curriculum, and I thought it was crap. And so I threw the book away and just taught, like, here, I'm going to teach. You know, kind of. I followed it, yeah. But I was like, I'm going to show you how to get a job. I'm going to show you how to get a job. And then Big Chris got in a really bad car accident and had nowhere to go. So I took him to my house and let him stay on my couch while he healed up.
And then he never left.
Never left. Yeah. I can't get rid of him.
Oh, that's
funny. I can't say this to speak to the topic. I did receive, I think, 3 letters. I was pretty decent at football, even though I was small. So I got some Division III. But I actually received letters from Laverne University in Southern California.
Yeah.
And another smaller school like that.
Nice.
Where they go, hey, we're interested.
We'd like you to play, and we'd like to play football. Yeah.
And you're like, oh my god,
that was awesome.
Yeah, it's not you're not in in, but it's the letter that goes, hey, we'd like to talk to you.
Yeah,
and it's like, well, 11,000 people received an email from the University of Colorado this week, implying that they were all accepted.
Oh, no.
What?
They were not all accepted. In addition to emails going out to those who were waiting to find out if they were going to be accepted or not, the email was also sent to more than 500 people who had already been told that they hadn't been accepted. And it gave them the idea that perhaps they had. Connor Ireland is a high school senior in Aurora, Colorado, who got one of the emails.
I applied for UCCS and a few other places. And UCCS was probably like the main one because I love Colorado Springs to begin with. I was like, wow, this is great. Like, my mom texted me and she said that it was a mess up. Like, it's just kind of like a roller coaster ride of emotions. Am I completely not getting in? I really don't know.
Apparently he can't speak in
not edited at all. I don't know if you know, that wasn't edited. That's just how he talks. God. And windy and everything.
I'll tell you right there, though, with this happening, the 11,000 sent out wrong, that is the argument against legalized marijuana, is it not?
Yeah.
Senior Executive Director of Enrollment, Matthew Cox, says, quote, we obviously regret the miscommunication. Let's hear it from his own mouth.
Within about 15 minutes, we had gotten a couple different reports from a couple different departments that parents were calling or emailing and asking about that. We obviously regret the miscommunication, and that's really what it was.
Why would they be calling and asking about their kids getting an email that says you've been accepted to the University of Colorado? They're like, no, not my kid. Well, there's no way that my kid got accepted.
There's
no way that kid got accepted to Colorado. No.
If your kid was one of the kids that was already denied, then they're trying to figure out the answers.
Oh, this just in, the guy who did the fake Hawaii missile launch was just hired by the University of Colorado.
Weird.
Oh,
that's weird. So weird. Yeah.
Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5
KLUC. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.